This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. The second India-Singapore ministerial roundtable aimed at further strengthening trade and economic ties between the two countries will be held in Singapore today. Four union ministers, Nirmala Sitharaman, Piyush Goyal, S. Jayashankar and Ashwini Vaishnaw will attend the meet. During their visit, the ministers will interact with their Singaporean counterparts and leadership. The ISMR is a unique mechanism established to set a new agenda for India-Singapore bilateral relations. Its inaugural meeting was held in New Delhi in September 2022. This second meeting will enable both sides to review various aspects of their strategic partnership and identify new avenues to further elevate and broaden it. Singapore has been a major source of FDI for India. In 2023-24, Singapore was the largest source of these inflows with $11.77 billion investments into Indian markets. The cumulative inflow of FDI from Singapore from April 2000 to March 2024 was $159.94 billion. In bilateral trade, Singapore was the sixth largest global trade partner of India in 2023-24 with a total trade of $35.61 billion, which accounts approximately 29% of India's total trade with ASEAN, Association for Southeast Asian Nations. India's exports stood at $14.41 billion, while imports were $21.2 billion. This trade gap is in favor of Singapore. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal discussed bilateral trade and investment issues with the global business leaders in Singapore yesterday. In a statement, Ministry of Commerce and Industry said, during the meeting, key discussions were held to explore and enhance investment opportunities between India and Singapore, focusing on mutual growth and collaboration across diverse sectors. The ministry said that the focus was on exploring investment opportunities in India, leveraging the country's economic growth, and fostering collaboration across various sectors. These discussions emphasized scaling up investments, including the SME sector. The ministry said these engagements underscore the commitment to strengthening economic ties between India and Singapore for mutual growth and innovation. The union minister also visited the Institute of Technical Education, ITE headquarters, and ITE College Central in Singapore to explore opportunities for collaboration between India and Singapore in developing cutting-edge learning environments. Foreign Affairs Minister of Brazil, Mauro Vieira, has arrived in New Delhi yesterday evening on a four-day visit to India. External Affairs Ministry, MEA, said Foreign Minister Vieira's visit will provide further impetus to strategic partnership between India and Brazil. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar and Mr. Vieira will co-chair the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting tomorrow. The MEA said the Brazil holding the G20 presidency this year, the ministers will also discuss how the two countries as Troika can advance G20 outcomes from the Indian presidency last year. The ministry added that India and Brazil share a multifaceted relationship rooted in shared values. It also said that the forthcoming visit of Foreign Minister Vieira will provide an opportunity to further strengthen the strategic partnership established in 2006 and explore new avenues of cooperation in bilateral, regional and multilateral arenas across diverse sectors. Department of Telecommunications has been making all-out efforts to restore telecom services in the flood-hit Tripura. Amid daunting challenges, combined efforts of the telecom service providers, including BSNL, Reliance Jio, Airtel, and Vodafone have led to the restoration of over 94% of telecom network in the flood-hit areas in state. Ministry of Communication in a statement said that this helped in maintaining crucial communication for rescue teams, government officials, and the general public. Tripura has faced severe disruptions to unprecedented heavy rainfall, which resulted in intense flooding from 19th to 23rd of this month. The ministry added that the DOT and TSPs have taken several measures to support the communities in distress and enhanced telecom connectivity to ensure continuous coverage. The meeting of the BJP Central Election Committee was held in New Delhi to finalize the names of the candidates for upcoming assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah and Jitendra Singh and other senior leaders of the party were present in the meeting. And that is the end of this news bulletin.